This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Troy and Ed, good morning to you both.
Good
and good
morning
to you, Dan, my friend.
Well, we're going a little deep this morning. I hope this is all right.
Sure. Okay.
It's a little intense. If you've been married for a while and that initial flame that you had with your partner has kind of died down a bit, what do you do if you think, okay, this is too much, it's time to reignite that flame?
Good question.
Good question. I guess, you know, if you're talking about the whole flame thing, you've got to, like, I have an engineering background, and so I'm going to get back to engineering sort of things. You've got to have a look at what actually starts a flame, what starts fire. Well, you've got to have oxygen, you've got to have fuel, and you've got to have heat. So if you want a flame in your marriage, in your relationship to burn, to expand, you've got to have adequate amounts of those three things: oxygen, fuel, and heat. And so I think that's the starting point. I think oxygen, what do I mean by oxygen? Well, basically air to breathe, space to be able to create something in your relationship again. So you need that air, you need that space to be able to do that. Then from there, you need some fuel. Fuel in a relationship is ultimately those sort of activities, those sort of things that is going to be able to bring something to a relationship. You're going to actually help it. And then obviously the heat is the intimacy, and intimacy of a whole range of things.
Yeah.
You know, intimacy is not just the intimacy that a lot of people may immediately go to, but it's a whole range of things. It's, you know, it's conversation, it's laughing, it's sharing. It's as much as anything else as well. So to create heat, you actually need space, you need fuel, you need oxygen to be able to allow that intimacy to develop.
Yeah.
And you need activities that are going to allow that intimacy to be developed as well.
Yeah.
So those three things to start off with will actually reignite or create the flame in your relationship that you need to actually allow it to flourish and things like that. So that's, I think that's the first thing.
Yep.
Have a look at those three things. Have you got those three elements? Space, fuel, and heat and intimacy.
And then the only other thing I would add is that I think you really need to limit the things that put out the fire.
Yep.
Limit the things that, you know, maybe, well, for us, for example, you know, the TV, a lot of our time when we could be spending with each other, you know, we're sitting in front of the TV. That for us, you know, is a bit of water on the flame.
That's right.
Computer games, you know, work.
Other relationships,
yep.
You know, like other relationships, you know, if you're spending all the time with your mates, you know, at footy training or whatever it may be, you know, that time, you know, that those sort of relationships, whatever they may be, are taking and potentially taking away from the relationship you need to be focusing on and creating flames again.
Yep.
So to removing those things that are extinguishing flames, the flame in your relationship is also really important to do as well.
As building up the flame.
You know, there's no point in actually spending those, you know, all your time trying to build up your relationship when you still got all those other influences in your relationship that's actually counterproductive. It's working against generating the flame, you know, fanning into flame, all that stuff in your relationship that you want to have. So you've got to remove that sort of stuff. And that could be a whole range of things for a whole range of people.
Yeah.
So.
What about the idea of the regular date night kind of thing? Does that work for you guys at all?
Not in the way it used to. We've got a 7-year-old daughter and we live away from extended family. So, you know, going on a regular date night just doesn't work for us. We do have the same day off together. So between, you know, during school hours is our date. So we will go to the movies, we'll go out for lunch, you know, just we protect that in our diary and do what we can to just be with each other.
But date night is so important. You know, that date night in some regards is like the air in as I mentioned, about one of those three elements to create flame and heat in your relationship sort of stuff.
Yep.
Date night is one of those oxygen sort of things, that space to allow that actual flame to develop.
But you guys have day dates.
We have day dates.
Day dates.
But then we used to just have a night during the week where we'd actually have dinner later. And we actually just, instead of going out for dinner, we had dinner, proper dinner, like set the table and candles kind of thing at home.
Cool.
You know, so we were just more intentional about doing it, even though we couldn't physically go out and spend time together.
Troy.
I've got one more. What's lighter fluid? What about, if you're speaking on your fire thing here, how can you chuck some lighter fluid on the old
lighter
flame?
Lighter fluid.
Yeah, come on.
Lighter
fluid. Engineer.
Mr. Engineer.
5 nights on Brampton Island. That was pretty good lighter fluid for us for our 10th anniversary. That was pretty good.
Look, words, like lighter fluid, I would imagine, is things like, you know, a bit of poetry, Ultimately, it's about making Barry White.
Wow.
It could be so many things.
That's good.
We started off with poetry, you know, and so, you know, making an effort. Ultimately, you know, any time that you finally decide to make an effort, it's got to be the thing that generates a flame again. You've got to make an effort. So, guys, you've got to make an effort.
Got to woo each other.
Come back and start wooing each other.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we end on this? I get some brownie points. Uh-huh. To my darling wife, Leah. Leah, Bombia, Stickalia, Fifia.
No.
Fifia, Stickalia. That's how you spell Leah. I love you. Thank you, Troy and Ed.
You're welcome, guys. See you later.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.